Yo, 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 what's up, fam? Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of real talk and self-care hacks. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? Like, seriously, who needs that extra weight, am I right? We Gen Zers are constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and, let's be real, drama. It's enough to make even the chillest among us want to crawl under the covers and binge-watch reality TV until the apocalypse. But here's the tea. We gotta learn how to let go of those negative vibes from the past, or they're gonna keep dragging us down like an expired discount code at checkout. So buckle up, buttercups, because today we're diving deep into the art of emotional detox. No fancy jargon, just straight up strategies that actually work. Because you deserve to feel light, free, and ready to slay the day, not like you're stuck in yesterday's memes. Key takeaways. First up, acknowledge those pesky emotions. Don't try to pretend they don't exist or bury them under a mountain of TikTok dances. We're talking feelings, fam. Anger, sadness, jealousy, you name it. Name them, claim them, and then let's figure out how to deal with them like the baddies we are. Think of it as an emotional inventory. What's weighing you down? Once you know your baggage, you can start unpacking it. Next up, time for a little self-compassion. Listen, we all mess up, make mistakes, and have moments where we feel like we're failing at life. But beating yourself up over it isn't gonna change anything. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your bestie after they spilled their coffee all over themselves, which, let's be real, has happened to us all. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and move on. You got this. Thirdly, don't get stuck in a blame game. We've all been there. Pointing fingers at everyone but ourselves for our woes. But guess what? That ain't gonna solve anything. Take ownership of your feelings and actions. Understand that sometimes things just happen, and it's not always about someone else messing up. You can't control everything, but you can control how you react to it. Speaking of reactions, let's talk about those triggers. We all have them. Certain people, places, or situations that bring out the worst in us. Recognizing these triggers is crucial because once you know what sets you off, you can start taking steps to avoid them or manage your response. Remember, fam, we're not talking about running away from challenges, we're talking about being strategic and protecting our emotional well-being. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty great. It's about prioritizing your mental and physical health. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, move your body, spend time with people who lift you up, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Remember, self-care ain't selfish, it's essential. Relatable example. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to all these seemingly perfect people with their flawless lives and vacation pics. Them. Jealousy strikes like a lightning bolt. Now you're spiraling into a pit of negativity, doubting your own worth and feeling like you're falling behind. But here's the thing. That curated online world doesn't reflect reality. Those Instagram posts are carefully crafted highlights, not a true representation of anyone's life. So what can you do? Take a deep breath, unfollow those accounts that trigger your negativity, and remember that everyone is on their own journey. Focus on your own goals, celebrate your accomplishments, and remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Summary and mic drop takeaways. Listen up, fam, because this is important. You're not alone in this emotional rollercoaster ride. We all struggle with letting go of the past. But by acknowledging our feelings, practicing self-compassion, avoiding blame games, recognizing our triggers, and prioritizing self-care, we can learn to manage those negative emotions and move forward with more lightness and clarity. So ditch the baggage, embrace your awesomeness, and remember, you got this. Call to action. Now it's your turn to put these tips into practice. Tell me in the comments what one thing you're going to do today to let go of some emotional baggage. DM me your story or tag this episode on your TikTok with your biggest #selfcarerx takeaway. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast with your squad. Let's spread the self-love revolution.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.